This is another persona poem, also happens to be about painting. I've been writing a lot of poems about painting, partly because my wife's a painter and partly because I've just been reading that beautiful literature. This came from a very, very brief instructional essay by a medieval Italian painting master. He had a studio with apprentices. His name was Cennini. And it's just a beautiful short essay. It talks about technical stuff, but the translation is in this gorgeous prose. In the poem, a painting master is speaking, and he's telling his apprentices how to paint a corpse. Instructions for painting a corpse, a lecture. You must not use rosy tints, for a dead man's flesh is like the oldest gardener's coat at dusk in a rainy country. Portraiture, like gardening, is the art of the solitary who keeps long hours for nothing to do. And the rose is an afterthought. Mark the boundaries. Mix with a little black, which is called sanguino. Place in sunlight to dry. It is good to sit with a corpse while waiting. In the Orient, disciples of a master will flock around his deathbed for instructions, as around a candle flame that in its dying light will sputter, then leave us to our lives. In life, this was Giovanni the gardener, who was kindly to all and lived temperately. See how the lines of the mouth pursue a man even past death's gate. Therefore, paint the bones of Christians or rational creatures with the same devotion. Paint the hair, not so it shall appear alive, but without the sheen the head's oil puts forth. Each strand, as in the blaze and mane and tail of a horse, must be accounted for. Men with active and clear minds become sentimental at the news of death, but not of death's body, which is chaste like a doll's. Those who converse with dolls or with the dead earn the right to be alone. To set the corpse apart, use a drapery of violet, blue, or red, to be loved or tolerated, as you would a visiting niece from the capital, who must be sat in a corner for upsetting her milk or for weeping at odd moments. Make the face as uniform as snow, the cold bloom of a painter's mistress before whom he quails and must choose to die of that sinless hunger or at last fall at her merciless feet and pray. The mistress, the fair young niece, and the brown old gardener appear alike and are alike disagreeable in death. Each has a thin, transparent caul of skin we call the cuticula, a little wet and thinner in the maiden, but beneath which lies the fat and lean and all the blood as under a sheet of ice. This man, who was content to die stretched out in the early morning shade of an olive tree, is content to pose in this approaching studio darkness. On the subject of death, we have no authority except this speechless corpse, whose last breath seems to flicker as, now, dusk sinks into night. All our futures depend upon such moments, without sentiment or artifice to save us. I just love that kind of perverse, snotty attitude that the man had toward everything. Oh.